All right, Gene, what would you like to do?
Bass, Tina's father.
He's also a pro wrestler type of guy. They have a little picture of him there. He kind of looks like Hulk Hogan a little bit, but the main thing is he's a tough guy, wrestler, you know, flamboyant in the way he threatens and says things. All right, let's hear what you got. Have some fun with him. So whenever you're ready, we are rolling.
If you want to fight, you got one. Anytime, any place. To be the man, you got to beat the man. I am the champion. Ha 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 ha. Score one for Dad. I won't let it end this way. We're not finished.
Good. Very, very nice.
I think of the guy as he's just a loud mouth, middle-aged guy, and he wants to retain his supremacy over the young guys.
Just have fun with that. You know, there's a theatricality to it. Also, I think when you do number four, he's really gotten his butt kicked here. He didn't just lose a checker game. You know, he just got beat up. So they might very well be taking him out on a stretcher. Always go with the more exciting choice. Always go with the choice that gives you as an actor more to work with. So you can think of him now maybe being taken out on a stretcher. He's threatening the guy, and he's out of breath. And, you know, just think of what that would mean to be all battered and bruised and bloody now. Have some fun with it. We're rolling.
I won't let this end this way. We're not finished.
Really nice. Too often, I know when artists get something like this, it's very easy for a character like this to be a one-note kind of character. Because, you know, he's a tough guy. He's a tough guy in line number one. He's a tough guy in line number two, line number three, line number four. But how can you play with that? How can you give this tough guy different facets and different sides? That's what will create a very rich and interesting kind of character. All right, Deepika, which piece are you going to do?
Tina.
Tina, the all-American blonde. She's a pro wrestler as well as a model, loudmouthed, arrogant to some extent, rebellious, playful, feels freedom in fighting. And just to let you know, too, these are lines like the number two is the line when she wins the fight, and number three is the line when she loses the fight. So just have some fun with Tina here. All right, whenever you're ready, this is a rehearsal.
Oh, man, everything's going great. Don't worry, there's still hope for you. But not really. Thanks for the workout. I'll be able to sleep well tonight. Leave me alone already. Why do I have to lose?
I get the sense she's the kind of character that we love to hate. It's that character that the more awful you are, the more we like you. The main thing I would say here is just make sure that especially number two and number three are very, very different, which you're doing. But I think you can make maybe even a little bit more of a contrast. And even with number three, I would, again, take your pencil and draw a slash right after that first sentence, and that just indicates to you change. So whatever you did in that first sentence, now something different for the second sentence. She's still pissed off that she lost, but just give us something different. Maybe she's angry in the first one, and she's more weeping now in the second one. You know what I mean? Just to mix it up.
Okay.
All right? So have fun with it. Just keep doing everything you're doing. Just add that little bit extra to it. And have fun with her, okay? Whenever you are ready, we are rolling.
Oh, man, everything's going great. Don't worry, there's still hope for you. But not really. Thanks for the workout. I'll be able to sleep well tonight. Leave me alone already. Why do I have to lose?
Great. Try number three just one more time. Now, first sentence loud, second sentence almost to yourself.
Okay.
All right, just number three, whenever you're ready.
Leave me alone already. Why do I have to lose?
Yeah, that's good. And again, that's stuff to think about when you audition. Maybe Tina has a lot more lines in this, and you're showing them in just three little sections that you can do a lot of different stuff. You can do loud, you can do soft, you can do happy, you can do sad, you can do all of these different emotions, all these different things. Whatever they throw at you, hey, I can handle it. I got it. No problem. Even a really interesting character, even a really interesting voice that you're just nailing, if it's too much the same, followed by more of the same, followed by more of the same, it starts to get boring. That's why one of my best secret weapons is that slash mark. At the end of a sentence, or sometimes even in the middle of a sentence, you might want to change it up. Because sometimes we start off a sentence one way and we end it a very different way. But it was a really good take. I really liked it. They don't give you a lot here to work with, so you got to make something out of this, and I feel that you really did. Nate, which piece would you like to do?
I would like to try The Chronicler.
The Chronicler, okay. He's the wise elder, chronicles the passage of time in volumes of books. Okay, have some fun with The Chronicler, and whenever you're ready, this is a rehearsal, and we're rolling.
Yes, we talk of the same Dark Master. However, it was not always this way. In the beginning, he was encouraged, and secrets of elemental mastery were passed on to him willingly by the elders. But his power was limitless. It knew no boundary. He consumed everything. When he would not stop, he was cast into exile. You seem to have abandoned your true calling. It is your destiny to harness the power of the elements, yet you possess not.
Okay, very, very nice. Maybe just again up that drama level just a little bit. Have an opinion about what you're saying here more. You know, his power, it was limitless. The thing is, with games, you do want to have that kind of sense of gravity and drama a lot of the time. I know you got a good voice here. You know, really use that good that gravity you have in your voice for him. All right, whenever you're ready. Have fun with it. Whenever you're ready, we're rolling.
Yes, we talk of the same Dark Master. However, it was not always this way. In the beginning, he was encouraged, and secrets of elemental mastery were passed on to him willingly by the elders. But his power was limitless. It knew no boundary. He consumed everything. When he would not stop, he was cast into exile. Oh, you seem to have abandoned your true calling. It is your destiny to harness the powers of the elements, yet you possess not.
Good. I like that that you threw in. Absolutely. I really want to encourage people to do that. I will say, overall, I find voice actors are often very resistant to adding anything to a script. There's this fear that a lot of actors have of doing anything that is not written exactly on that page. The thing is, as voice actors, we have to get off the page. You know, that script is in front of us, and in many ways that script is our nemesis because we don't want it to sound like we're reading. So any little thing you can do like that helps it to get you off that page, that's what'll really do it for you.